We turn our focus to the price of loyalty, or shall we say the price of disloyalty. What do they say? To the victor go the spoils. Well, the victor is Barack Obama in the Democratic Party right now, and the well, she's not the victor. She's endorsed Barack Obama. But what is the price of disloyalty within the Clinton camp? We like to think there's some sort of knife stabbing and a kind of settling of scores going on behind the scenes. But maybe that's not exactly how it works. Mark Leibovich of the New York Times wrote the political memo story today in the Times, and it refers to those loyal to the Clintons take note of who was not loyal. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.
How are scores settled in the Clinton world, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it does vary. I mean, the Clintons are known for having thousands, if not tens of thousands, of friends. And, you know, the term FOB, FO Bill, and FOH, friend of Hillary, was sort of popularized in the 90s. But one of the prices of a long campaign like this is that friends are lost. And certainly a lot of the favors that are called into the Clintons, whether it's a recommendation for one's son-in-law or having them come raise money for some organization, they're certainly going to be more likely to help people in the future who are with Hillary Clinton's campaign rather than Barack Obama's campaign.
So it's safe to say that Bill Richardson should probably not expect a callback if he should call.
Bill Richardson, he might get a call back, but he might want to hold the phone somewhat far away from his ear. On
really?
The end. Yeah, well, I think so. I don't think Bill Richardson is going to be first in line for a cabinet position in any future Hillary Clinton administration.
Well, who's on the list as far as you've been able to tell?
Well, certainly Bill Richardson. Certainly a lot of Senator Clinton's colleagues in the Senate, particularly women such as Claire McCaskill, the senator from Missouri, Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, both of whom Senator Clinton has raised money for, has been involved with their campaigns, who went and endorsed Obama. And there are people who worked in the Clinton White House, like Greg Craig, who is an impeachment lawyer, Susan Rice, who worked high up in the State Department, Tony Lake, who was a national security advisor, and numerous others who went with Obama. And, certainly the Clinton people took note of this.
A quick question for you, Mark. I was speaking with some powerful Democrats over the weekend, and they expressed that there is this sense of walking on eggshells and kind of waiting to see what the consequence is going to be for some of them who backed Barack Obama. Did you find that there was a great sense of that, fearful of consequences?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is the kind of thing where time could be a healer of this. Certainly it's a very acute thing right now because the race just ended. And as Joe Andrew, who's another member of the list, who's a former DNC chair who was appointed by Bill Clinton, who was a Clinton superdelegate before becoming an Obama superdelegate, as Joe said to me, your sense of victimization tends to be much greater when you are the victim, when you have lost. So clearly if the Clintons had won or if Hillary Clinton had won, she'd be in a better position to be gracious and forgive faster. But, certainly, these are things that are not forgotten easily or soon. So
who has the longer memory, do you think, quickly, Mark, Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton?
They both have pretty long memories, but probably Bill.
Probably Bill.
Because as a spouse, it's you tend to be more emotional, and Bill's more emotional in general, as he's proven certainly in the course of this campaign.
Well, Mark Leibovich, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Leibovich wrote a story on disloyalty in the Clinton world in the New York Times. It's part of the political memo series at the New York Times today. So that's the takeaway. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. What is the price of disloyalty in your world? I expect that would be a capital punishment in your world.
Me?
Yeah, for you.
No, I'm an old softy. I forgive so easily.
Oh, sure.
We want to hear your stories. Charles Millay, I hope I'm saying that right. You wrote to us about yesterday's conversation with oil expert Lisa Marganelli. You said, look out, the next bubble caused by the same underlying conditions, monopolies, and speculation will be food speculation.
Interesting.
And millions will die.
We'll be talking about exactly that on tomorrow's show with Paul Roberts, who's the author of a really fascinating book, The End of Oil, and his new book, The End of Food.
We're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook. Join the discussion, as always, any way you'd like, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
And if you missed it, we're always on, and you can find us in the podcast. It's The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.